It's now close on 2 years since I set off from Fitzhead, and I've 3 continents in the bag: Europe, Asia, and now Australia, just a few days ago reaching the finish in Melbourne. But still struggling to conceive that I'm just about as far as you could ever get from Somerset. Must be something like 15,000 miles of pedalling, which I can tell you is a long time on a leather saddle. Makes me eyes water just thinking about it. Those halcyon days in Western Europe, quaffing croissants in France, meandering alongside the Danube in Germany and Austria, now seem such a distant memory. Then through the more raw countries, those of the former Eastern Bloc, like Serbia, for example, frequently asked if we thought they were all war criminals. People did, I'd say, but then quickly adding that I'd come to see the place for myself. You show me what your country, your people, are really like. And that's been very much my philosophy on the road. Emma, my trusty Somerset built steed, simply the means of getting about, eager to learn about different cultures, seeking to share these experiences through videos, photographs, and my blog at acrosscontinents.org. Beyond Europe, across Turkey, and into the old Soviet states of the Caucasus and Central Asia, the likes of Georgia, Azerbaijan, and Kazakhstan, for example. Fresh challenges, punishing desert heat, mutton 3 times a day, every day. And corruption, even detention by border guards whilst crossing into riot-torn Bishkek. Oh, and also when entering Australia. Fairly briefly, admittedly, but long enough for me to want to summon the gunboats. And then China, which is pretty big. All on about 10 words of Mandarin and a lot of smiling. Afraid my language skills are definitely enthusiasm over ability. Through the Gobi Desert, at times, despite the unfailing friendliness of people, feeling very alone. You'd be forgiven for thinking Australia, my third and most recent continent, would be a relative breeze. After all, the natives do seem to have a reasonable grasp of the old mother tongue. But it's not all neighbours and home and away, I can tell you. For one thing, there's a question of scale. My journey down the East Coast equating to riding right across Europe from London to Istanbul. There's been exhausting humidity in the tropical north, the odd cyclone, extensive flooding, a couple of minor earthquakes, crocodiles, deadly snakes. It's been an absolute ball. And what next? Well, I am raising funds for the Outward Bound Trust, a UK charity that helps young people realise their full potential. Alas, the miles have flown by much more quickly than donations. You can find out how to give to the Trust safely and securely on my website, www.acrosscontinents.org, as well as learning about how you could become the proud owner of my Aussie mascots, Skippy the Kangaroo and Wallace the Wallaby. In the meantime, I'm off to Anchorage, Alaska, next continent, wild bears to contend with, and plunging south through Canada before winter sets in.